for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
All right, y'all, come on in. The door's wide open at my house. It's Rosie on the House. Good morning. Now, I promise y'all every Saturday that this is going to be your happy place, and I'm not going to bring you any bad news. But I got to go back on my promise just for 1 minute. I never, ever, ever realized how bad this situation was until this week. This is unbelievable. On our remodeling jobs, we place porta-johns so that our men and women and tradespeople don't have to use the facilities of the homeowner. Most of these porta-johns are located in Arcadia, Paradise Valley, Carefree, Scottsdale. Well, I can affirm to you right now that there are neighbors stealing our single-ply porta-john toilet paper every night we put it in there.
Gonna have to start locking it up.
Now, you know what? When you can't even keep single-ply in the porta-john, you know you've got a situation on your hands. My goodness.
And you could have a lot of fun with the word situation.
Situation. Yeah, man. Oh, mercy. I mean, now I've got I got to start putting toilet paper in my superintendent's truck so they can have some to hand out every time they show up at one of the jobs.
You're going to see electronic keypads being added to porta-johns, and you got to have a safety code to punch into access.
Well, Don started putting padlocks on all of our job porta-johns. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy.
Short-term porta-potties.
All right. So if I'm going to bring you bad news about the reality of the situation, I'm going to do it with a little bit of humor. Good morning and welcome to Rosie on the House. I hope you are all doing well. It's going to be my job right here to take your blood pressure down 60 points in the next 2 hours. I'm going to take your anxiety level and just melt it away. Just sit back, relax, and let's talk about your house, your home, your castle, or your cabin. We brought in a special guest today, Mr. John Owens of Kinetico. John, again, thank you for taking time out of your Saturday and joining us.
Thank you for having us.
If you have a question about water treatment of any kind, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. And John, on your resume, past president of the Arizona Water Quality Association.
Correct.
I can tell you, when people call me and they want to start the conversation about some piece of equipment that they're considering buying, the very first question I ask, is it Water Quality Association certified?
That's a good question.
Let's just start there.
Yep. If people have questions, usually when you want to know, if they already have identified equipment and you want to make sure it's WQA certified, but also for an average homeowner, if they don't have a clue, you have on your website some Rosie tips. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a Rosie guide to
buyer's guide.
That's a tremendous resource for consumers to use because I read it over last night. At the same time, if you have a question, if you have public water, you can go to the local city and they have a document called the Consumer Confidence Report. You can actually look virtually at the website of every individual city. They have to do a test every 36 months and they send it out every year and they'll tell you in there the water report. So it's called the Consumer Confidence Report. So if somebody wants to know what's in the water, that's how to find out what's in the water. And then from there, then they can actually take that information to the Water Quality Association or take it to, you can go to Arizona ROC, do contractor lookup for water treatment experts.
And the registrar or contractor, the director, is going to be live here in studio at 10 o'clock.
Outstanding.
Just talking about the fact, ladies and gentlemen, Arizona homeowners, we are open for business.
Exactly.
So he'll be here at 10 o'clock.
So you want to ensure that you do business with a licensed bonded contractor. And then if you talk to somebody that's a member of the Water Quality Association, they have trained experts like myself that can actually take that information and help you. If you have a private well, the EPA suggests you have a water quality analysis done by an EPA-certified lab every 5 years. And you could take a copy of the well drill log and a water quality report, and a water expert can actually interpret that to best advise you on the treatment methodology. Usually there's not a magic wand, a silver bullet that does everything. Typically it's a treatment system, which implies more than one process.
Well, I'm going to go on a little bunny trail. John, you've been listening to the show long enough. You know Rosie's shows are filled with bunny trails. Romy was mentioning last hour with the Arizona Farm Bureau how much he loves the fact that many of the people we bring on air are longtime Arizonans. Romy, John, grandchildren or sixth generation Arizonans?
We've been here for 144 years.
His great-great-grandfather pulled up in a covered wagon to Skull Valley. Now, how beautiful would that have been?
Oh, man.
You had had it to
it's
yourself.
It's still beautiful.
And speaking of having it to yourself, I can't tell you how bad I want to sneak into the Grand Canyon right now. With it closed, how spectacular would it be to have the whole canyon to yourself? It's wow. It's risk. It's worth risking getting arrested for. I'm sorry I said that on air, but it is. Man.
Well, how's that disclaimer go? The thoughts are not endorsed by...
Opinions on the program are not necessarily the...
There you go. Elaborate. Keep going. You're doing good.
Well, I've hiked the Grand Canyon enough times. I've spent enough hours down there, and it's always spectacular. But you're interrupted with other hikers and participants that are enjoying it just like you are. But to have it to yourself would be spectacular. Let's get back to water.
Okay. I was going to say, you probably would have it with Roger Naylor, though. Hey, Roger, what are you doing?
Hey, Roger.
So on the water, so if somebody wants to know what's in their water, they can go to the Consumer Confidence Report. If they have public water, if they have a private well, they can actually have it tested and get a hold of an expert. We suggest using a licensed bonded contractor. There's probably 300 companies that allege to do business in water in the state of Arizona. There's probably two handfuls of licensed bonded contractors. You want to make sure you use a licensed bonded contractor. In the case of our company, Kinetico, what we do is we manufacture, we install, we service. So we do water treatment all the way from industrial to residential to commercial. We're deemed an essential business by the Department of Homeland Security. So during this whole crisis, we have to keep water plants going. And basically, we're vendors of nearly every water plant in the state. We also do tens of thousands of Arizona homeowners. So if people have questions about the water quality, if they're concerned about drinking water in general, or they have a specific question as it relates to coronavirus, Kinetico is very advanced in the power curve. And in 2015, we went out and actually tested our K5 drinking water station to remove coronavirus SARS from the water, about 5 years before anybody ever heard of this stuff. So I don't believe you have it in your water, but just as an example of how advanced Kinetico is, that's how advanced we are. And also, a lot of folks are having issues going to the store, running out of water.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, there's no water in the store, no water on the shelf. When you have a good, well-engineered, well-designed product, it doesn't quit. So if you have like a good drinking water system, like Kinetico's K5 drinking water system, you don't run out and you're good to go.
And you had said there's only a couple dozen that are licensed, bonded, insured, et cetera. Of those, some of the quote-unquote water treatment
equipment
isn't...
It's not Water Quality Association certified.
Yeah, and what you're talking
alternative methods.
Yeah, and what ends up happening is EPA has invested well over $1 billion in the last decade studying water, and so if you want to know like your water, you get the water quality report. You can go to EPA.gov. They have a database for every known contaminant, the maximum contaminant levels, and what they deem is the best available technology for each contaminant. So if you say water hardness, what's the best available technology? You can actually look it up. EPA.gov, and they'll tell you a cation exchange softener. And if you have a demonstration of a new technology that actually works, they allow you the opportunity to prove that. So a lot of the people that deal with the magic dust placed out there. Basically, they get called out in the light of day. So if you have a question, go to epa.gov, and they have a database for every known contaminant, the maximum contaminant levels, and the health implications of each contaminant, and the best available technology for each contaminant. And so that kind of takes care of it. But also, if you go to the Rosie Referral Network and you look at the folks on the Rosie Referral Network, Rosie, I can tell you from personal experience, does extensive screening of the contractors that are on there, and basically and does extensive due diligence. And so any of the water experts that are on the Rosie Network would be outstanding.
And when we take a call at the office from somebody who's watched one of these hour-long infomercials on TV that they've seen, or they've talked to somebody at the home show that's selling these, there's a talking point they all repeat very consistently, is that, you know, well, there's a bias, and it's because, you know, they're scared of us, and, you know, they reject us because we're the new up and coming, and they don't want to ruffle their feathers. I said, okay, take a company like Kinetico, who manufactures water treatment. If there was something new and great, it's a manufacturer. The first thing they would do is manufacture this themselves.
Correct. Kinetico is,
or would buy up these other startups.
Correct. Kinetico has invested 50 years and $2 billion in research and development. And so we have extensive engineers and hundreds of different patents on technology. And if heaven forbid, somebody actually has a new cutting edge of technology that we don't have, it would easily, like Romy said, be purchased by somebody else.
Or you would start making your own line of that
exactly.
technology.
Exactly.
You wouldn't reject a brand new thing if it was that great. Yeah. You'd start making it yourself. So that whole talking point that it's because, you know, they're scared of us and they don't want to change their ways. No, your system doesn't work.
Yeah. And so
what you call it, magic dust?
Yeah, there's no magic dust out there. And what ends up happening is, I can tell you, at Kinetico, we believe in tried and true technologies. We have hundreds of different product SKUs. And typically, there's not a one-shot-fits-all. So many times, people's initial concern, like right now, because of all the emotion going on in the world, their initial concern may be drinking water. And if you have a drinking water, what we have is a special promotion this month for drinking water. But if you have questions about the drinking water, we can have a conversation, and then we'll start talking about the whole water picture. We could look at water sediment. We could look at water purification, water softening, water filtration. And typically, there's not one shoe size fits all. I describe water's like your wardrobe. It consists of shoes, socks, trousers, and a shirt. Leave home with no shoes, you burn your feet. Leave home with no trousers, you get hooked and booked. So water, we take the same thing. We take out the sediment, take out the chlorine, take out the hardness, and we purify the water. It's not one stop.
With a little bit of slowdown that we've had here, the other day I walked into the yard and back at the office, and there were an assortment of parked white Ford F-150s. It looked like a white Ford F-150 quarantine lot. And you know what? Every one of those vehicles, like the other 30 before them that I've bought, all carry the Sanderson Ford front license plate and license plate frame. Every vehicle for the last 30 years that I've bought has been bought at Sanderson Ford. And they're there now. They're closed on Sunday, 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale. They're sanitizing everything. Get there and take a look. 64 acres of great new product.